Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid. Live from G2B Towers, towering over northern Racine, Wisconsin.
No,
it's
wait,
a podcast with the
we're
power.
In the we're in the basement.
Except we're in the basement, yeah. Guys, games and beer!
Yeah!
And we got special guests with me today is...
Horst Bauer.
Yeah, and...
Eric Baca.
And yeah! Here with...
Bauer's Game Corner at Baca Force Games.
Yeah!
3 for 3.
All right. Well, we actually got through that in the first take.
I mean, we did do a rehearsal, so.
Dinner. You normally don't do
so, can you believe we even rehearse any of this? But anyway.
Super excited to have Forrest back on the show and Eric back for the first time here. They do a YouTube series called Bauer's Game Corner. And it's absolutely excellent about board games and all this phenomenal new and upcoming stuff, reviews, demos, interviews,
Travis?
And
what? And we are going to go
let them talk about it.
Yeah,
oh,
into that.
Right. I'll let
them
about it.
We were going to get into that, but first,
we have business to take care of.
All right, beer before professional.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
all right,
yes,
so
yes.
Larry, what do you have for us tonight?
So this is going to be all hyper local, okay? So, around here, there's a garden place called Milliger's. And Milliger's on Sunday afternoons.
You're not going to tell me this game.
Don't tell me you bought alcohol from a gardening
continue,
store.
Continue.
They have a lot of alcohol.
Wait,
it is Wisconsin.
It is. Okay.
Only Larry, Wisconsin.
You've got some splaining to do.
Well, to be fair, it is a garden shop / druggery. So, that...
If you want to do your hydroponics.
They call it a cafe.
I don't
see where you got beer out of this equation.
Yeah, keep going.
I'm going to work on that. So on Sundays, they have a farmer's market. So, they tons of breads and cheeses and all that stuff. And, local companies show up and local providers and they sell all their fresh salsa and all this good stuff. Well, one of the people that shows up every week is a company called Rustic Road Brewery, and they are out of Kenosha, and they show up every week, and then you can buy one of these delightful bags from them.
Well, it's a growler
with a nice growler inside.
Oh, dude, it is a growler koozie. Yeah.
Now growlers are a big thing up north here.
Yeah, they are. Show them the growler.
So yeah, growlers are a great way to take some of your favorite draft beers or smaller produced beers on the road legally.
Yeah, right. And so you got this great.
Okay. Or if you're an alcoholic and to drink 64 ounces at one time, that's a great way too.
And. And of course you can sample now in Wisconsin, which is great. So I had to try every one of them. The one I chose today was the pale ale, and they fill it up every week for a couple bucks off after you buy the growler, right? So then we have a pale ale from Rustic Road.
I have two things to note on this beer. A, I can't see through it. It is
cloudy.
Wow.
It is an unfiltered of any kind.
B, this thing smells like weed.
This is
I would not be surprised if this was just liquid marijuana because it smells hoppy as shit.
It is a hoppy beer, that's for sure.
This is unfiltered.
A little fruity.
And I was like talking to the owner.
Yeah.
It's a husband and wife that own it. And the wife was there, and I was talking to her, and it was basically their dream.
G2B's going mad on the Facebook
right
now.
Turn off G2B.
Turn off.
All right. This is an IPA, right?
Oh, it's just pale ale.
Oh, pale ale, okay.
Yeah. What's the alcohol content on it?
Looks to be a lot.
Nice.
I mean, if it's a pale ale, I mean, you're probably looking anywhere from 6 to 10%, probably.
I'm betting closer to a 6.
You know, again,
that's good stuff.
It's not bad for that's a good pale ale, actually.
It tastes better than it smells.
Yeah, it smells really hoppy. It doesn't taste really hoppy.
Right. I had a cold sore that I think it just.
I have to say, the few times I've tasted unfiltered beer, I actually really enjoy it. There's one time my pops and I went on a Lenny Kugel's tour.
Oh, God, yes.
And we got to try unfiltered versions of their beers. And they
were better unfiltered.
They don't do public, like tours or anything like that. We just happened to know one of the brewmasters, and we ended up getting in and tasting a lot of these versions of their beer that were unfiltered, and they were absolutely delicious.
And there's so much better unfiltered that's done in this.
Not a whole lot, dude. That is a cloudy beer.
What is the filtering process? What exactly does that mean?
No, if you leave a beer stand, the yeasts and all the stuff will drop out given time. But the problem is that does change the flavor profile quite a bit. So
it'll settle.
Yeah, everything will settle. This is not a settled beer. It's a very cloudy beer. There's also they have clearing agents. If you're a home brewer, there are things you can pour into your beer that will take everything right out of it. But
that's why the cylinder's got that, the cone at the bottom. It's
to collect
everything that falls out.
Right. But again, when you do that, it changes the flavor profile. Right. This is not bad.
It's a little floral.
Yeah, maybe, but still for an IPA,
I was trying to say that it picked up some of the gardening supply.
Well, that's possible too. The fact you did buy it at a gardening supply place
it was actually in one of the glass houses.
The greenhouses?
Greenhouse, yeah. So.
It's not a bad beer, though.
All right, let's take a vote on this, and then I want to say I'm going to do my defense of the whole idea of the gardening thing.
Okay, I'm good with this. It's good.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's 3-1. It's not the
It's a 3-1.5.
I understand. It's not bad.
We need a better rating system.
No, we had this discussion. We are not changing the rating system.
I gave you six beers to do video game reviews with, and look at what you... Look what you've done.
We
with
are
it.
Not doing that.
Five beers and maybe I'll throw the ringer in there. No.
Five beers.
One of the caps is off.
My biggest problem is it's a little too bitter at the end.
So this is Rustic Road because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to find like a standard clip art for it.
I doubt you are.
So, yeah, Rustic Road. Look them up.
Out of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah, right. I mean,
hyper fucking
good Rustic luck finding that beer.
RusticRoad.com is their website.
Is it?
Rustic Brewing.
Rustic Brewing. He knows your beer better than you do.
Yeah, really, Larry. You're
he's
supposed to know this stuff. He's already looked it up.
I'm looking at their Cabin Up North Double Chocolate Milk Stout. How did you turn that down?
Say that three times.
They didn't have it that day.
Okay, that's
they
how.
They had a real wheaty beer that I didn't care for too much. They had a German beer that was all right. It had a kind of weird finish to it. And then they had an almond beer.
Ooh.
Almond?
No.
No. Yeah. I might
actually was
like
not
that.
For
no.
me.
No.
Really?
I
would ask
the almond beer was not
no,
for me, but
I
you know.
See almond in beer at all. Okay. All right. Eric, are you drinking anything right now? And if not, why?
Actually, yeah, I am. I got an Oberon Ale.
Oh, nice.
Up in Michigan.
We are familiar with them.
They are very
nice summer beer.
Big regional brewery, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Eric? I'm sorry, Forrest?
I am actually drinking a Hams America's Classic.
Oh,
no! Yes. Dude, that is so classic Wisconsin.
Yes, it's premier born in the land of Sky Blue Waters.
That's right! That's right!
Hold on.
Best fucking commercials ever!
What the date on the can is.
It's vintage, you know?
You know that by the cartoon that's on it.
Yeah, we're legally not allowed to talk shit about Hams.
No, thank you. Hams is not a bad beer.
I can't say anything. So, I'm going
to
just throw
brought
out.
To you by Hams.
More hyper-localization. I want to defend the fact that Miller's has booze in it. Okay, they have a lot of booze.
And
the reason that is because I have to go in there. I'm a North Sider, for those of you who don't know. And on the north side of Racine, we all have to go to Miller's with our wives. And while she is spending my money
on Flora and
Fauna, I am getting lit.
I'm the same way at Walmart, Rob. Leading with the deer under
Yes,
arm.
He just walks down an aisle.
Wait a minute, can you drink at Walmart?
Squirrels.
No, but I think that that is a completely untapped market that Walmart has not thought of.
You can drink anywhere with the right attitude.
You can get the drunk more you just know. Off the people there. The more you know. Sake.
I like to cheek Everclear. That's my real strategy is to take a flask, stick it in my butt cheeks. Which
I hope to get inside. Yes!
Oh, too bad Susie's not here.
Yeah, Susie's our Everclear drinker, so
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, I know. We She shared some with me.
Yes! And she's terrible about surprising you with that. She hands you a flask like it's Tom, and we know that Tom has whiskey in his, and it's like, ooh, this is delicious. And you take a big swig, and it's not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what?
I learned my lesson.
She sold me our house, and you know how normally you buy a house and you get a bottle of wine? Yeah, I got a bottle of Everclear. It's tough. We're too drunk to pay our first payment.
All right, so. All right,
so anyway.
Let's get down to what we're talking about tonight.
One more last thing about the hyper-localization. Okay. And right. Remember that Racine is a town that did have wine tastings actually at a gas station.
Yes.
I love this town. God damn, I love this town. Anyway. So
they need a brewery drive-in now.
You know what?
You drive in, you get your beer, and you drive it up.
You know? You do the tour, you drive through it, you know? Kind of like Menards, really, when you're going through the wood section, yeah. You know? Yeah.
In 1899, Racine was a city on the move, so.
Wow. It is, too. Yeah. It is right now. It's just moving in the wrong direction.
Down.
Okay.
All right. I'm done talking about it. We are now going to talk about
Bowers Game Corner.
Games!
Bowers Game Corner! Not just any games.
Which I both of us have subscriptions too. So we believe that all of you out there should have subscriptions too.
Right. You know why? Because Forrest Bauer has some of the best tastes in games. All of the good things that I play is because of him. And like people try to give me the credit, I'm like, no, I just watch this on a YouTube video. Because like Cash and Guns or Werewolf or pretty much anything fun I play. It's due to Forrest.
You're basically our playlist.
Yeah. Oh, good, because I tell you what, I played a new game new to me this weekend, and I want to get some opinions on it.
I'll bet you Forrest played it first.
I'm sure he did.
All right, well, ask him.
Played Thunderstone.
Thunderstone, yeah. That's a good, the deck builder?
Yes, yes.
Told you. Yes. I bet you he played it first.
One. Yeah, I didn't really know that much about it, and my son-in-law, he's been pushing me to, check that out, so... So I bought the starter pack and we played it this weekend, and it was actually pretty fun. It's like a Dominion, except it's got this extra piece of going to a dungeon and stuff, and that's how you actually get your victory points, is victory in the dungeon, you know? And the other stuff, the in-town stuff, is just about, you know, gathering strengths. But I thought it was a really great game.
Yeah, it won a lot of awards in 2010.
Whoa!
Sorry.
Oh!
Yeah. Larry's a time traveler here.
Yeah, Larry does always come too late to the party.
That seems pretty new to me.
That's why he said new to him. Yeah. So, for people who might not know about the YouTube show, do you want to explain a little more in depth what you guys do over at Bowers Game Corner?
I was a guy who was sitting in a studio apartment. My wife was at work, and I was just like, God damn, I want to talk about some games. And everybody talk about it, so I just started shooting, and I didn't stop. People asked me to stop.
And I basically walked in on him, and I was like...
Shooting? You're like, no, put it away! Put it away!
You walk in on him shooting?
Yeah, I actually started shooting his basement for a while.
Oh!
Yeah, I shot. Right, now
you see how that would be.
Everywhere.
Bite a nickel.
All right. So anyway, so you walked in on them shooting. There is no good way I can say that.
No, there is not.
Recording in the basement.
Thank you. Much better.
And you said this is a good idea,
Eric.
Well, yeah. I can help you do this. We started. I mean, you're doing reviews, you're doing shorter previews, a lot of Kickstarter games.
Yeah.
There's tons of people knocking at the door now. It's been, what, like 3 years?
Yeah, you guys have been a big like contributor, like helping these Kickstarters get moving and get the kind of social buzz going. Like how much money have you gotten to help Kickstarters to date here? I saw it on your video, but it's a pretty impressive number.
Yeah, it's actually kind of mind-blowing. We've helped some of these guys raise $1.2 million.
Nice. Wow.
That's like the successfully funded stuff. Like, that means they actually succeeded. And yeah, when I looked up that number, it was crazy, because last year it was only like 300,000, and it's jumped since then.
Yeah.
Holy What's your crap. Success rate?
I honestly don't know. I don't pay attention to that sort of stuff.
They're all successes to us.
That's our official line.
Kind of like your children. They're all good children.
They're all good children.
Some are just better than others.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have the best production quality or anything like that, but I have fun with it. Like, I just shot one, actually, about a month and a half ago, where I took 7 shots during the filming of it.
I do have to say, a lot of the appeal of watching these shows is, Forrest, your constant enthusiasm is just amazing. Like, the fact is like, you go through so many games, and you do so many interviews, and it's always very appealing to watch it, because, like, your level of enthusiasm and, like, genuine passion for these games are very, it's very infectious. How do you kind of, like, approach, like, the board game interviews or reviews and things like that? Like, what kind of got you into saying, hey, like, this is something I want to share with everybody?
Well, I love watching other people review stuff, but a lot of the times it's
dry.
It's just slow, and oh yeah,
these are the components.
Yeah, and it's like, I wanted to bring enthusiasm, because it's exciting, an exciting hobby. I mean, you know, I love video gaming, I do, but, you know, board gaming is all social. It's all about getting together, having fun, and I feel like it's just not on display like that. I feel like too many people just drone on about it, and I wanted it to be something exciting, and apparently people dig it.
Yeah, only the grognards they show usually. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Forrest, I have to ask though. On a less serious note, 7 shots during one show?
Yeah, 7 shots of Fireball during a review of a solo game called Onirum.
Nice.
And I was just
Jesus.
It was just an idea I had, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna take a shot for every expansion that comes in this game. And there's 7 micro expansions, so I took 7 shots during it.
You know, what do you think about that? Thank God you didn't do Mashup. Not Mashup, Smashup.
Mashup.
Oh, what's that zombie game that
you had on? Yeah, because if you took one for every expansion of that, you'd be dead.
Yeah, that really helped. One of the zombie ones that had like a million of them.
Quite a lot to drink.
Oh, Last Night on Earth.
Bobby's World.
You know,
yeah. We did a review of Bobby's World, the retro game, and I took... What? That was on a buddy of ours' birthday, so it was my, I don't know, somebody's birthday. We got drunk.
All right. Is it Bobby's World, like, related to Howie Mandel?
No, no.
Yeah. Well, we review everything, not just, like, games. Like, if somebody gives it to me, I'll review it.
Biggest clunker.
The worst game I've ever played?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Fishing Time?
Yeah, there's this game called Fishing Time. It is a game about fishing, where literally one card will say you lose all your fish. And it's a timed game.
Yeah.
So you play for an hour. But if you get that card at like 58 minutes, it's terrible.
Yeah, so complete luck. You're just like, oh, sorry, you're out of the game.
You're screwed. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we passed on that game. I'm pretty sure we said. Yeah, I know it's unbelievable, but
a good game.
We really only have so much space.
Unlike Lake Billy.
To date, it's the only game that Forrest has flipped a table on. So.
Yeah, flipped a table.
Yeah, I saw that one. More than once.
So, you know,
Mumble.
So, about how long have you been doing these shows for?
I think we're up to three and a half years, coming up on 4 years, maybe?
Dang.
Wow. It's just kind of like, and that's the thing, I mean, the hobby is growing. Like, a lot of people don't know, but this hobby is
huge,
grown exponentially.
Yeah.
And Gen Con has grown the last 6 years, just on end. And not by like 2 or 3%, like, it is growing by huge percentages. And just every year, just more and more people are getting involved in the hobby because it's becoming more socially acceptable. I mean, there was board games on an episode of South Park. You know, you got the crowd god-awful show Big Bang Theory, but they have board games on there, and it's just becoming more, it's coming out from being a niche to actually being something that a lot of people do.
But you said Big Bang. How many games do you own that have been on that show? Because I'm up to 5.
I've never seen an episode of the Big Bang.
Thank God. I'm playing Talisman.
All right, but wait a minute. So I got to ask you. So is it because... Do you think it's because board games are becoming more acceptable, or because people want to be social again? They're tired of sitting down in their basement playing computer games, and Board. Wow, Rob, thank you.
I flipped him off.
And board games make you social again. It's something you do as a group, or even as a couple. You know, as two friends sitting back across the table playing a card game against each other. It's a more social activity. You think it's because people want to be social again? Or do you really think it's because it's just kind of the niche, the hobbies picking up?
That was really bad.
That was.
I think it's a combination of both, but I also think it's just because more and more people are doing it. And I also think mobile gaming is having a huge impact on this. Like, I love video games, but video games, you know, they're not dying, but they're diminishing in popularity because of so many freaking mobile games. I think more. I don't know why. I'm not.
No, that's funny. That's a good because reason. He reviewed, and even in '89, there are some games that are like single player, so that sort of almost undercuts the social aspect of it, which is a little surprising in a way.
So there's you've
got so many different kinds of games also coming out, and there's games for all different types of groups of people that you're going to interact with, not just the games that you want to play. So you've got your Ticket to Ride for grandma, or Settlers of Catan for, you know, maybe younger people, or, you know, bringing people in. And then you can get into great detail and depth that you aren't going to find in your regular game that you're just going to be able to play with your friends. And it is something that you can touch and feel, and there's cards, and you can cheat as well.
Larry.
Like the human element is part of the game because these people are at the table with you.
I also would like to change my answer. I know exactly what my answer is now. And it's Cards Against Humanity. Cards Against Humanity is the best thing to happen to the board game hobby ever, in my humble opinion. It's not Settlers of Catan, it's Cards Against Humanity, because that got people into these hobby stores. And I think that I think Cards Against Humanity played such a huge role in the hobby.
It was the carrot in front of the donkey.
Yeah. So I would say Cards Against Humanity now that I actually think about it. Because it's just, that game is the best-selling game on Amazon.
I'm going to disagree.
Well, then what's your counterpoint?
Apples to apples.
Oh, yeah.
Apples was the precursor to Cards Against Humanity. Same basic game.
It didn't blow up like that.
Yes, it did. Oh, yes, it did.
But I'll say this. Apples wasn't sold in hobby stores. That was still sold at Walmart, that sort of thing.
They were bought up.
But they still did exceptionally well in the market, considering.
Other board games really didn't start taking flight until, like, I mean, you really saw around, you know, the 2010, 2011, you really saw kind of an explosion comparatively. Like, I just don't think that, the ripple effect is like, I still see people are like, you know, people in their early 20s, you know, 40s or whatever, kind of going and asking for Cards Against Humanity, and then actually picking stuff up on the same thing. Like, oh yeah, this looks actually pretty cool too. Like, and they actually start to ask questions at these game stores and stuff. And I've hung out a lot of times. You'd be amazed at, like, even, you know, how many years later people are still walking into these hobby stores and asking for Cards Against Humanity.
I think that part of it, honestly, is that video games. I think part of the reason why video games are, they're not really diminishing as such. I mean, they're just moving. But I think part of that move is video games left the physical market in the early 2000s. But I can go walk up and I can take a look at some board games and some card games, and I can look and I can say, hey, that looks really cool, which you can't really do on Steam anymore. You can see a few pictures and everything, but there's something to picking up that box and looking at it and seeing those little pieces that make you want it.
We still live in the room.
I own plenty of games that I've never played. Just because I pick them up and I look at them and I go, you know, this looks so damn cool.
It's such a hard question for me because, like,
you buy everything, but...
Well, no, as far as, like, I've board game my whole life. You know, how is it even unusual? I don't really understand why people wouldn't.
So to the meat and potatoes, I mean, you guys have been doing these YouTube shows for, you know, a few years now. You guys have covered a lot of games and covered so many events. You guys are planning to go back to Gen Con this year and do some coverage there. You guys kind of want to talk about why you're here today, about the Kickstarter?
Oh, yeah, we're funded, so I guess, you know, we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean...
But it's
going to happen, so I guess we just need to tell people that...
You guys can't fucking stop us. That's what we're trying to say.
Oh, we'll try.
No, no, no. Of course not.
Maybe Larry will. I don't know.
We're going to try and beat our what we did last year, which was 109 videos about Kickstarter.
Over three
from
days.
Gen Con from Gen Con in some capacity. There was all the different kinds of videos that we made, so this year we're going to try and make even more. We've expanded our operations to bring another person along to help us, so that should help us out, and we should easily be able to do that. And it's going to be just talking to everybody that has a game there. We're going to be giving stuff away. It's going to be fun.
You know, logistically, what jumped in my head is, how do you keep battery in the camera? For
that's part of the Kickstarter. They were buying extra batteries for the gear.
We're getting another battery, two batteries now.
I think about it, last year, they had two people. I mean, you guys had two people, 109 videos over 3 days. Mm. You guys were machines, constantly cranking stuff out. I remember so many times you guys just, you know, Eric, you're sitting in the hallway editing and everything. It was crazy.
Insane. We have a crew of 20 that comes out to shows and we crank out, like, what, five?
If we're lucky.
Oh, God, we suck.
They are so much more professional than us.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, we were machines last year, and this year my brother...
This guy's drinking Hamps, all right?
Yeah, that is a machine.
Yeah. He is a machine. By the way, so who from the Guys Gated Beer crowd is coming out to Gen Con this year? I know Travis.
I'm totally...
We're going to be cuddle buddies this year again.
I probably will be as well.
Fantastic.
So, but I'm not going to cuddle with you, sorry. I got Susie.
You only have five people in the hotel.
Well, excuse me, I have Susie with me. Choice? I got to make my choices. It's Susie or you. Sorry, Susie wins.
Skip Susie. I'll come with you.
You coming with? Okay, so wait.
Right if Rob, I'm if, thinking about it.
If Rob is coming, Rob's my cuddle buddy.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we'll get in a threesome.
But sweet.
The winner of Thunderstone.
But yeah, no, seriously, great. And it's great. Gen Con's just looking so fantastic this year. I can't wait. It's going to be so good. I can't even handle it.
Yeah, anybody who's listening who's never been to Gen Con, it's just an amazing experience just overall. There's so much to see and to do, and this is going to be my fourth year going, and there's no way I feel like I've even seen 5% of everything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous about the stuff there.
Yeah, they cram so much, and they have, like, so many events and stuff. I just don't get tired of it. You really... There's a lot to crawl through, but as soon as you kind of get the pacing of, like, how the events work and what's kind of going on besides the show floor stuff, there's just so much to do. You could go be entertained for days on end.
Yeah, video games, board games, role-playing, miniature games. I mean, just... It's incredible.
Cosplay.
Let's not talk about the cosplay.
Yeah, let's not talk about the cosplay. I'm sorry, I'm just...
It's okay at Gen Con, it's not okay at MGC. But anyway,
all right,
done.
I'll give you that.
We're done talking
that.
About
yeah,
this.
Thank you.
back to Kickstarter. this is your second Kickstarter, or third?
Well, second is Bauer's Game Corner.
Second for the Game Corner.
It's second for the Game Corner, but your third total, right?
Yes, this is our second year doing it. Last year, it was kind of just, it was mostly funded by publishers who appreciated what we did. Like, we only had like 30 or so backers, something like that, but including Guys Game and Beer, by the way, thank you, Travis. But it was mostly just people we'd done videos for. And this year, we're actually starting to get some fans going. We added another level where you get like promo cards, and we're hoping to continue to do this and get a little bit bigger, because I mean, the biggest reviewer on the planet runs a Kickstarter every year, and he raised $100,000 last year.
Jesus Christ.
Like, we are, like, 50 times smaller than him, literally by numbers, and probably about... Yeah, never mind. Yeah, so, but we're hoping to grow, and it's exciting.
All right, so, real quick, for our audience, and we'll have a link on this on the website, what is your Kickstarter page?
Ooh. Oh, God. You never ask that.
Yeah, you don't have, that's a long URL. I just asked for their website.
All right, give us your website.
We'll link the Kickstarter.
if you look up Bauer's Game Corner Presents Gen Con Video Bonanza 2015, you could easily find it.
Wow, that was long enough to start with.
I'd honestly just look up, like, Forrest Bauer not... porno, and it'll probably...
Wait, is it Forrest Bauer porno?
That's the Forrest Bauer...
That's a different porno podcast.
Yeah, the totally different Forrest Bauer.
That'll get my IMDb page.
right, but we will have links to your Kickstarter and to your site on our website.
Hey, on your show, do you ever do like rule breaking shows, like reviews of house rules, or like the other day we played Boss Monster, and we played with five players. It actually went fairly well.
Really?
We had to do a little bit of cleverness with, you know, stripping our rooms and shuffling them back in and stuff like that. And, you know, we had to do some adjustments. But it basically played pretty well, and we basically had, because there was more people and stuff, we basically had to accept that it wasn't to whoever got to 10. It was whoever had the most when we ran out of heroes kind of thing. You know, so we had to make a few adjustments. Turned out the guy just killed everybody, and you know that's an automatic win. You ever do that kind of review, the rule adjustment to expand or play the game a little differently?
I'm sorry, Larry. All I heard was strip. No, I honestly, I would like to do more videos, but the thing is, like, I'm getting to the point now where I probably get 2 to 3 games a week. Like, I'm starting to get lot of games to review, and. Right. Like, those kind of videos kind of fall to the wayside. But yeah, there's a couple games that I do stuff like that on where it's just...
For reference, Guys, Games, and Beer gets maybe like 1 or 2 every 2 months, and we have a hard time with that.
No, we get more than that. We just ignore a lot.
But we ignore a lot.
In other words,
we get the video game
point
people
man
too.
Annoys a lot.
Would you like to review my game? It's called Shoot the Bird.
No.
What's it about, Rob? What's Shoot the Bird about? Yes,
damn it, tell me all about it.
No, we get a lot of hard games.
People
I don't
off
know
in traffic. It's really quite extraordinary.
Our standards are astoundingly low.
Pretty low.
All right, so Forrest, really, I mean, remember when you reviewed Flick Football?
When I reviewed what?
Flick Football.
Oh, that.
Jesus
that,
Christ!
So god awful.
How did that make the list? I gotta know.
How did I review that?
How did that make your list? Because I know you got to throw stuff away.
Never,
you're throwing stuff away, you do.
He never turned down anything.
Here's the thing.
For a very long time.
I am a diehard football fan, so I was legitimately incredibly excited about playing that game. And then that game took a dump right on my chest.
What is Flick Football about?
It's a Target.
$5.
So I was like, man, $5. Can't go wrong for this. And it is paper football. For $5.
Playing in high school.
I was so happy with that review. I was at work.
God.
I was at work during my lunch break. I laughed so hard, like people were looking at me.
Did they at least send you a brown paper?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
They have, instructions in there, and you actually have to bring your own materials.
Oh, God. That was worth the subscribe button all alone. I got tears in my eyes right now just thinking about that review.
I try and bring humor into my reviews. Also, if you ever want another good one, NFL Rush Zone, which is by the same company, is a god awful.
I got one. Forrest, what company is that?
What was that?
And Forrest, what company is that?
Oh, that is a company called Toy Island, and I destroyed them in that review.
So you sent you another.
wait, we suck so bad, we'll send you another.
Actually, that was what I bought. I bought that game.
Okay.
In other news, they're currently fighting the NFL with licensing agreements.
I blame Roger Goodell for that game.
Oh, man.
So besides getting to Gen Con and doing the videos there, do you guys have anything else fun or interesting on the horizon?
We are going to be, we're probably going to be drinking a lot at Gen Con, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I tend to snuggle in a thing of vodka every year.
Yeah, as long as they don't confiscate my dad's flask, and then I have to get it back at the end of the show.
Well, that was my good flask.
I know, I made sure to get it back. I brought it back,
did.
But...
my good flask, you know which flask I'm talking about.
We were drinking for like 6 hours without a problem, and then like 3 a.m. rolls around, and like we're like the only people in there. I mean, they had tons of people.
Yeah, they did, but yeah.
But it was like...
worst was doing high kicks in front of a GoPro, so...
I was like, we drank blatantly for like 6 hours, and then like after that, they decided it started to be a problem. We weren't getting any louder or anything. It's
no,
just,
this has been a problem at Beefeg lately.
Well, that's why we're not doing Beefeg anymore.
Oh,
we're out.
That was rude.
We're out.
How about Drink On and Prosper Ale?
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about that?
Whoa, one more time? What was that called?
Drink On and Prosper.
Drink On and Prosper, I think.
I thought he said anal.
The Star Wars?
It's the Sun King's beer of Gen
Con. Oh, for Gen Con this year.
Yeah. Last, they had the Froth of Con. It was like a chocolate coffee.
I do have to say, I am a big fan of all the drinking-related games that are starting to hit the market. And, like, they're mixed in quality. Brewing USA! Like, I have mixed feelings about, like, the Red Dragon and stuff like that. Yeah. But I do have to say, like, there are a lot of fun games that incorporate alcohol, and I approve of that.
Yeah.
Highly. So, game
developers... Actually, Travis, Iron and Ale. I just reviewed that.
Iron and Ale.
Iron and Ale. Okay, I will check it out. And that one is...
My wives were doing push-up contests.
Oh, fantastic.
While she was pregnant.
Wow. Wait. Was she drinking while she was pregnant and doing a push-up contest?
I don't think she was drinking that night.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, but if you That's don't mind Wisconsin. Physical challenges, I got slapped in the face by my wife. It's a fun game.
Okay. Wow. I have to check it out for sure. That sounds awesome.
So what's that YouTube station again?
It's Boner's Game Corner.
We've gotten better at that. Have you noticed that?
Mispronouncing my name?
Yeah.
Yes. No.
We're just going to keep you on your toes.
No,
let's
keep mispronouncing your name.
I didn't call you Bowser.
He said Bowser.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, who did?
He's so drunk he didn't even realize you were the one that mispronounced your own name.
Wow,
so.
That's pretty impressive.
No, I mispronounced my name.
Yeah.
I'm not that drunk. I am sipping.
No, I was talking about Rob. Rob didn't even notice it. Rob thought he was the one who mispronounced it, so just you're in the clear.
I've been sick for about a week. I lost about 5 pounds, actually. Ask me how.
This one trick doctors don't want you to know.
This one trick.
I can't see you, but I'm picturing you in a suit covered in question marks right now.
That's right.
Dude, Matthew Lesko's
get
great.
Really nasty sick for a week.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so.
Thanks, Tom, by the way. No I really
problem.
Thank
sure,
you for
I'm
that.
I'm sure I gave it to you.
I told you, no tongue. No damn tongue. Sorry. So.
So,
we're talking about some video games too. I feel like we're just talking about board games.
We really should talk about some video games.
Yeah, we should go.
No, let's not talk about video games.
Yeah, let's talk about video games.
No, there's something big that happened in the video game.
Pull up. Oh my god. Wait.
There's something big that happened in the video game ecostructure. And there's a disturbance in the forest right now.
There is.
I was asked to buy a copy of Diablo 3.
No, that is not. I'd tell you to buy Torchlight. Anyway,
all right.
The parent company of Dezura went.
I forgot what the name of the company.
I know, I knew it right before the podcast, but after a couple beers, I forgot.
The name seems more insignificant. Yeah,
it doesn't seem so important anymore.
But the parent company of Dezura
Has gone out of business. They filed for Chapter 11. They are bankrupt.
Really?
Which is funny because they just bought them, like, what, 6 months ago?
Though. Yeah, from whoever.
Kmart filed bankruptcy.
Yeah, but no, they're a small enough company that they're...
they're
this isn't Kmart.
This is actual bankruptcy.
Yeah, they're
rest in peace, Kmart.
Yeah, I think their indie bundle group just went silent 24 hours ago, I think.
Damn, I'm gonna miss that actually.
So what is this company? What have they made? They do the humble indie bundles.
No, they're not the humble people.
They're basically kind of a platform for development, kind of like they're the indie Steam.
No, they've got their own bundles.
Right? Yeah, they do their own bundles.
Yeah, but basically
humble bumble.
Bumble.
Oh
you're
shit.
So funny.
Yeah.
You're a humble
silly
bumble.
Bumble.
That's pretty serious actually.
But
I am
they
quite
have
humble.
Really good indie.
They're, yeah, they're. I mean, they're most popular for their delivery system. They're DRM-free, cross-platform. Everything that, you know, they serve is, you know, Linux and Mac and PC compatible.
They run Indie Royale is the other one they run.
Oh, wow, that's actually a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one. So Indie Royale is no longer.
Yep. Will be no longer.
Will be. Which means I better get all my keys.
Yeah,
that's what everybody's been doing, man. It's like they're abandoning.
I gotta tell you, it might hurt the G2B.
I'm going to grab all my keys.
It might hurt the G2B
giveaways. It will. Guess what I use for all my fucking giveaways?
Well, I don't. So
that's not a way out of business. Different one.
No, I do. I mean, I buy tons of bundles.
I do buy a lot from Indie.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Indie Gala.
So
give it up.
Bundle Royale.
Woo-hoo! Bundle Royale. Indie Gala is okay.
You said give it up.
I got Indie Gala, so I use them for bundles too. Yeah. So I buy a lot of bundle packages. Two things. I buy them because I like to try weird ass games, and that's a good way to get weird ass games.
I love
them. And the other thing about it is, we give away a lot of free stuff, and that's a good way to give away free stuff.
You guys do give away a lot of free stuff. I never get any of it because I'm always too late, but yeah.
There's that one guy.
Yeah,
that dude nails it.
He would so be screaming insider trading.
I think he's got an alert set for our page.
I'm fine, he does. You know, more power to him.
Yeah, we got like three guys that are really good at getting them.
Grabbing our keys. Yeah, we give away Steam keys all the time. So, but that being said, that kind of sucks.
It does kind of suck. But, you know, more importantly, Desura points out, you know, what happens when one of these major suppliers of games. Yeah, what happens?
You lose all your stuff.
Well, you don't necessarily. I did look into this. In the event of a Steam shutdown, a lot of the major publishers do have a backup. They will accept those keys and they will be re-downloadable.
Yeah, but if you didn't track your key,
let's say if it's something made by THQ that does not exist
anymore, then you're
hosed. Then you're fucked.
Thank you. This is what we've always talked about. What happens when a large online provider goes out?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and it's digital.
It's better to own the disc.
Yeah, but DRM breaks those too.
Well, that's true.
Sorry to ruin that.
If they're not there for their server callback,
right?
You're right.
You're done.
You know.
Now you can crack them. You know, and obviously, I guess you could download them from pirate sources. The other thing is that right now there's a group
working on
a law. So now you've
created a pirate for a legitimate purchaser of the game.
No, you're not a pirate when you legitimately own it. You're just somebody demanding their damn rights. America, damn it!
America.
So anyway, they're working on a law right now. It's not really a law. It's
talk that way.
It doesn't matter. The thing can hear a fly fart.
Yeah, but the camera can't.
Hi.
I mean, the back of your head is ridiculous.
Sorry, I didn't notice you were over there.
I know almost all our listeners are audio, but there are a few that would love to see your face.
Yeah, the back of your head is ridiculous, though. Can I get your number?
In fact, I can see the haircut coupons coming in now.
This episode for the Webbies. I'm just saying, this episode right here. So anyway, what I was saying was they're working on they actually are petitioning the government right now, and it's not a very serious petition at this point. Ooh, yeah, I'm falling apart. The beer's taking
use
me apart.
Your words.
Yeah. Petition. Let's come
it. It's a sweet request.
You're not helping me, Larry.
So what are they petitioning for?
They're petitioning to have the government actually back these things up. Now, at first I said, that is freaking crazy. But then I thought, next to the price that they spent bailing out our banks, hell yeah, that's like nothing next to that.
It is chump change.
Banks are slightly more important. I would.
Whoa, excuse you?
Slightly. Okay.
All right.
Hey, the video game entertainment business is huge. A crash in that segment of the market, by the way, which was one of the only successful markets during the crash, would be huge. It would damage.
Here's the thing. I don't think it would ever crash just because PC gaming, console gaming, and mobile gaming are three completely different beasts. And for all three of those to crash, it wouldn't happen.
That's totally an unsupportable statement, you know.
I'll support you, Rob.
Thanks, man.
Wow.
Whatever. That's why you're the golden boy.
I'll support you.
That is why you're the golden boy.
By the way, G2B fridge is getting low. We're going to have to restock.
I have stuff upstairs.
Blue Wizard needs beer badly.
All right, so, Rob, I think we've kind of killed that topic.
Exactly.
We have
a... Hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to write all that down.
Yeah, really doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, you know, I got it.
All right, so, one more time. Gentlemen, if people want to find out more about Forrest's Game Corner, Bauer's Game Corner.
It's called Google.
Yeah. All right. You type in three words, Bauer's Game Corner.
Besides,
they couldn't go to your site.
Hey, besides, to be fair, my dad is old. He was born before Google. That's, you know.
One job, Tom.
It's Gen Con Bonanza. That's the name of it. You type in Gen Con's Bonanza, it'll pop a bunch of videos in the Kickstarter link.
And we'll, of course,
have
links
on
the website.
I do have to say, and if you get a chance, definitely check out their videos. They are so, like, they're amusing. They have great reviews, really good taste in games. I've picked up so much, like, I've bought games for friends that I didn't know that ever existed.
Wait. I've picked and up like games us, myself. They actually edit their videos.
Yeah, so.
Eric edits them. I normally kind of just.
Yeah, that's kind of why I said it. All right, and I'm also going to come in with all the information that Forrest doesn't know off the top of his head. Like, at Bauer Game Corner, Bauer's Game Corner on YouTube, Bauer's Game Corner on Facebook.
Thank you, Eric.
And the Gen Con Bonanza 2015 is our Kickstarter campaign that will be going on between now and ending July 5th.
Thank you, Eric.
That's what we're talking about.
Right now, we still have promo card packs that are available on there, and we're going to be doing some cool stuff towards the end of the campaign, too, with a lot of these games that we're getting from all of our supporters. So definitely check it out for all those reasons.
Oh, yeah, we're giving away a bunch of free stuff. That's pretty cool, too.
And I'm sure one way or another, we're probably going to end up having a beer with you guys at Gen Con. So.
Well, yeah, we're in the same room, right?
If not beer.
Yeah, you're in the same room, dude.
Yeah, so, I mean, one way or another. I mean, like, that whole crack gen last year was pretty exciting, though. I mean,
whoa. Hey,
well, you made a video last year with us.
Yeah.
Doing the Froth-a-Con. We drank the beer at a pretty
Sun
swanky,
King Brewery's really good.
Hotel bar.
I'm excited to try more of their beers, for sure.
How many cases of hams are you bringing with?
We're going to be packing pretty light, because last year we got, I think,
bare bones, man.
Yeah,
so three, four cases.
Like 15, 20 games last year, so I gotta save room in the car. We're probably just going to bring straight alcohol, liquor.
Oh,
that's spirits.
I haven't even told Forrest about this, but I've got something in the works with some gin. There's going to be a Gen Con pun. It's going to be great.
Ooh. Gen Con.
Ooh,
I like that.
I do like that. That is freaking awesome, dude. Are you brewing your own gin?
I haven't worked out the details, so you're going to have to
check
out
Speaking
Kickstarter.
Of gin.
I'm a gin brewer, so I
am
good with
that.
He
hasn't
taken a bath in a week, so he can get it
It'll
done.
It'll probably be something cheap that tastes like pine tree bark.
And the problem with that is what?
Nothing.
All right, there you go.
Throw some orange juice in it.
Damn straight.
All right, Rob. I think we should wrap this shit up.
Damn, I'm supposed to do my job, huh?
Yep. God, all right. I hate this part of the show.
I know.
I wish Rob would stop talking.
I just don't want it to end. I love it.
Aww, and if you love it too, you can visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you type .com, don't worry. It'll redirect. On Facebook, if you like your free games, it's www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. On Twitter, if you want to talk to Tommy a little bit, because he runs our Twitter stuff, it's @guysgamesbeer because...
Because Indie World's out of business. You're going to get a lot of free games now. I'm just going to say that right now. No. Thank God for Indie Game.
We got to close out.
Everything must go!
And on Twitch, we've
been twitching out more.
Yeah, we twitch out random stuff. I mean, completely random stuff. It might be an old episode. It might be something we're just playing.
It might be Noob's penis.
It might be.
By the way, Noob, I drank your beer tonight.
I did check.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it is actually his penis.
No.
I did check out Twitch rules, and come to find out, we actually can have beer as long as we're not totally drunk. So the last Twitch I sent out, I was just kind of tipsy.
I was not drunk.
More of us.
I was not drunk.
We're not that drunk. We're not that drunk.
So thank you very much to our guests for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yay! And thank you for watching Guys, Games, and Beer.
Yay!